This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. The best way to make sure you miss nothing from Skywatch TV is download our mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. We've got the app for iOS and Android devices and even Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. You could grab the app for Roku or Apple TV, but the app has some advantages to it beyond that. But the main thing is that you're bypassing the gatekeepers of big tech and social media by bringing the programming right to your smartphone or tablet. And if you sign up for the alerts, we'll even send you notices when new things get posted. Tell you how to do that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today. President Biden addresses the UN. This was Joe Biden's first address to the UN General Assembly since becoming president. He addressed the issues of COVID-19, climate change, human rights abuses, and says we don't want a new Cold War with China. This is a speech that could have been written by Klaus Schwab, CEO of the World Economic Forum. President Biden even used the phrase "building back better" in his address to the UN. This is the slogan that the World Economic Forum has been pushing for the last couple of years. We've heard it from President Biden now. It was his official campaign slogan. We've heard it from Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the UK. We've heard it from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada. We've heard it from Pope Francis of the Vatican. This is the World Economic Forum and its globalist agenda. This is a signal. We're on board with the plan. Even the part about not wanting a Cold War with China fits into this because China has partnered with the World Economic Forum since 1971. In fact, China's rise, its emergence to become the world's second largest economy, coincides with its partnership with the World Economic Forum. Now, here's the thing. If, as I wrote in the chapter I contributed to Zeitgeist 2025, by the way, if the World Economic Forum thinks that China is going to allow Klaus Schwab and his Western allies like Johnson, Trudeau, Biden, or somebody else emerging from Europe or North America to rule the top of this new globalist ziggurat, they are very much mistaken. The Chinese see this as a path to global dominance and their ultimate revenge for the century of shame that they endured from the 1830s, 1840s, up through the end of World War II, where the Western powers basically ran roughshod over China, leading to literally tens of millions of deaths. But at the same time, if President Xi and the Chinese Communist Party think that ultimately they're going to be sitting on top of this globalist ziggurat, I humbly suggest that President Xi read and believe the books of Daniel and Revelation in the Bible. There is a world leader who will rule this new world order, or this new order of the ages, if you prefer, and it's not somebody coming out of China. By the way, the emphasis now on climate change, we've been predicting this here on Skywatch TV for the last 2 years, and it doesn't take a prophetic anointing to make that prediction. It's right on the World Economic Forum's website. Once we're past the pandemic, we need to start pounding the climate change alarm again, because we need to frighten the people into accepting a new order of the ages. Topic number 4, and that leads to Delta. The 7-day rolling average of new cases here in the U.S., good news, it's down more than 20% since its peak the first week of September. And again, that explains the shift in President Biden's messaging from COVID to climate change. People aren't freaking out about the COVIDs anymore, or at least they shouldn't, except maybe in Australia. Look, again, this is from a website that tracks the ineffectiveness of these non-pharmaceutical interventions. You can see along here, lockdown, 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 all preceding the surge in the number of cases in Australia. They don't work. The lockdowns, the mask mandates, the non-pharmaceutical interventions, the social distancing, the helpful little discs on the floor telling you how far apart to stand, which no one pays attention to anymore, they don't work. But interestingly, J.P. Morgan, and bear in mind, these investment bankers actually have a vested interest in tracking how things like this work, because they're betting money on various things related to what's happening to the human population, pandemics included. They wrote a note about the vulnerabilities of emerging markets to the Delta variant of SARS-CoV-2. It drew attention to 7 countries: the Philippines, Peru, Colombia, South Africa, Ecuador, Thailand, and Mexico. And at the time, those nations looked particularly vulnerable to the Delta variant because of a combination of the low prevalence of the Delta variant in those nations at the time. Again, this was in early July, and low vaccination rates. But instead, J.P. Morgan policy research analyst David Mackey found that the Delta wave was much milder than expected in those countries. None of them saw the gains in reproduction rate, or the R-naught value, that was anticipated. Now, as there's a long analysis here, and rather than going into that, we'll boil it down to this. The simplest explanation is that the Delta variant is much less infectious than we've been hearing from our experts at the CDC and the FDA and the NIH. That's one possibility. I mean, because that calls the science into question. The other possible explanation, could it be, every one of those nations using, can't say the word, gets us banned from various social media sites, but just asking. Topic number three, another brick in the wall. That's a reference, of course, to the famous song by the rock group Pink Floyd and the indoctrination of children. Two schools in the UK accused of brainwashing children as young as 12 by holding a mock trial for a conservative member of parliament, a Tory MP. Teachers from All Saints School in Weymouth and the Woodruff School in Lyme Regis slammed for bringing fictional claims against a member of parliament by the name of Richard Drax. They put him in the dock for slavery charges against the former British Army officer because of his ancestors' role in the slave trade more than two centuries ago. The fake prosecutor accused the MP for Dorset of benefiting from the proceeds of slavery. 40 students aged 12 through 18 were involved in the case, taking on roles of lawyers, while others were split into three juries. And the three child juries found Mr. Drax guilty. They dismissed a second count, and saying that he had acted like his ancestors while performing his role as a member of parliament. Mr. Drax descends from a family who established a sugar plantation in the Barbados in the 1620s, used slave labor, as many in the Western Hemisphere did in the 17th and 18th centuries. Chris McGovern, who's a retired head teacher and chairman of the Campaign for Real Education, said, "I don't think school children should be putting anyone on trial. This is an example of out-of-control brainwashing. It should not be allowed, as schools are duty-bound to be impartial, not to have an agenda. There is room for balanced debate based on knowledge, but this is a type of fanaticism," end quote. This event, organized by a human rights lawyer named Clive Stafford Smith, who's written for the left-wing Guardian newspaper. He served as the fake judge in the fake trial. Others who face fictional prosecution in the weeks ahead expected to be Nigel Farage, Boris Johnson, Priti Patel, Tony Blair, and Jeff Bezos of Amazon. The fact is that if you start looking into our ancestry, none of us gets out of that courtroom free and innocent. I mean, even many of us who are middle class at best have ancestors who, we can see from the will and last will and testament here that he actually owned servants. How far back do you take this? More importantly, maybe we should just be focusing on the biblical definition of who is guilty, which is all of us. Not one righteous. No, not one. Topic number two, an actual lawsuit, but just as fake in its own way. A Texas abortionist who admitted that he violated the state's new law banning most abortions after 6 weeks was sued Monday by two lawyers, both disbarred attorneys from Illinois and Arkansas. Both attorneys, plaintiffs, are pro-abortion. They want to test the law in court. Alan Braid, the abortionist, announced Saturday that he violated Texas' new abortion law, along with prohibiting abortions once a baby's heartbeat can be detected, usually at about 6 weeks. SB 8 in Texas also allows individuals to take civil action against anyone who performs and induces an abortion or knowingly engages in conduct that aids or abets the performance or inducement of an abortion. So, the two plaintiffs want to bring the case to court not to win money from Alan Braid, but to give presumably progressive judges the opportunity to declare the Texas law unconstitutional. This is how progressives legislate in America. They can't get laws like this passed through state legislatures, so they use the courts to do it. Coming up, the last man on earth, so he says, and how you can get a free copy of my book, Last Clash of the Titans. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Call now and get Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, along with his groundbreaking best-selling book, Progressive Evil, and Dr. Thomas Horn's explosive original expose on the Marxist-driven deep state cabal, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our Skywatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis' brand new book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, examines what current American leaders, including the Biden administration and his allies, intend for the United States that may very well usher in a biblical prophetic end times. Reveals the growing support in America for Marxist ideologies, socialism, communism, progressivism, and what that means for America. Explains the Marxist satanic and occult history, which influences America's ongoing cultural revolution. Provides Christ-centric and pre-rapture recommendations should we come under the grip of a Marxist one-world government, and so much more. This incredible special offer also includes Colonel Robert McGinnis' best-selling work, Progressive Evil, which reveals precisely how radicals in government and in our very own communities are steadfastly redefining America's rights, institutions, and ideals, making her globally irrelevant for the end times. But that's not all. You'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's groundbreaking expose, Shadowland, with the Shadowland Companion DVD, which includes the original five-part Skywatch television investigative series deemed too hot for network television, not available anywhere outside this exclusive offer. This book and DVD series exposes the deep state actors from the Clintons and Obama to Joe Biden and the occult elite who are at war with Christianity and America's destiny. Demonstrates the diabolical body count lists and sacrificed whistleblowers who have attempted to thwart the plans of the global elite, and discloses the occult concepts and practices of a mysterious DC-based shadow empire. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $85. Yours now for a donation of only $35, plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime Skywatch TV exclusive offer. The Give Me Liberty Patriot Package. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, he's the last man on Earth, and he's come back from the future to warn us. That's what he's claiming on TikTok, anyway. Says he's a time traveler who's returned to 2021 from the year 2027, just 6 years into our future, where he is the last man on Earth. Spanish gentleman, name of Javier, says he's posting from the year 2027, filmed deserted streets in Spain lined with cars and buildings, but no people. Shows him walking past flats, playgrounds, completely empty, devoid of life. In footage, he's captioned day 219 alone on the Earth, which means that presumably sometime in 2026 it ends. Another clip says, filmed with a drone, shows him walking all alone on a beach, empty shopping center in the middle photo there on the right. What might have happened? Well, that's a really good question there, Javier, because I notice day 219 alone on the Earth, and yet the power is still on everywhere. Color me skeptical. And yet, he's got more than 6 million followers on TikTok. I guess he knows how to tell a story. Well, we've got some solid information coming for you October 15th. This coincides with the world premiere of the new documentary film, The Great Delusion, by Josh Peck, which addresses the UFO and alien abduction phenomenon. Actually, the abduction part is real. The alien should be in air quotes. This this is going to be a dynamite film because it includes footage, some of the last recorded interview footage with the late Chuck Missler, Noah Hutchings, Chris Putnam, never before seen footage that will be included as alongside interviews with the likes of Gary Stearman, Russ Dizdar, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, Luis Elizondo, and much, much more. And of course, then presentations dealing with the supernatural worldview. Tom Horn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Joe Jordan, Dr. Michael Lake, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, Troy Anderson, and Colonel David Giamona, Tyler Gilreath, author of the excellent book, Gospel Over Gods, and of course, all of us from Skywatch TV. I'm doing two, getting motivated here, one on the practice of summoning the dead and how we can trace that back to the plains of Ararat through archaeology, and one based on the book that Josh Peck and I wrote about the UFO phenomenon, The Day the Earth Stands Still. That and more, all released for you to binge watch on your schedule October 15th, and we can save you $10 on registration if you register by October 10th. Save 10 by 1010. That's the early bird discount. You'll find that information and registration at defenderconference.com, defenderconference.com. We depend on your support to do what we do at Skywatch TV, and we always want to send a thank you. I'm remiss in not making you aware of this more often than I have. I'll make myself a mental note here, but for the month of September, for your donation to Skywatch TV of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada because of, you know, shipping costs, but if you're in the U.S. or Canada and you send us a donation of any amount during the month of September, you'll get a copy of my book, The Last Clash of the Titans, which shows the overlap between Greek mythology and end times Bible prophecy. The Titans are real. They're coming back, but the good news is they only get 5 months at the end. You can find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate, skywatchtv.com/donate, or call 844-750-4985, and thank you. Our Wars of the Gods tour of Israel, we're looking forward to getting back to Israel next spring, especially after that amazing archaeology conference a couple of weeks ago. Some wonderful things coming out of Israel, some of which we can tell you about now. In fact, a brand new scientific publication, peer-reviewed, published in one of Nature's journals by Dr. Philip Sylvia and a number of colleagues about scientific evidence for the destruction of a city in the Jordan River Valley in the Middle Bronze Age. Book of Genesis, Abraham, Lot. Yeah, the scientific evidence is there. It's been located. And we can show you the site when we take you to Israel next year, because you can see it from Mount Nebo. In fact, we're even discussing whether or not we can join the archaeological dig there at ancient Sodom next spring. Anyway, the Wars of the Gods tour of Israel. Reserve your place, find out more, and sign up at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis discusses his book, Give Me Liberty, Not Marxism, and talks about how our educational institutions have been co-opted by socialists and why that's important for us. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, the Skywatch investigative team handling the discussion. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the over-the-air weekly program at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you can broadcast. We'll broadcast on your schedule. Just download the app to Roku or Apple TV, add it to your set-top box, and then just click the remote. Again, the advantage is you get it a week early. Next week's program is going to be released on Skywatch TV's app for Roku and Apple TV today, as well as to the mobile app. So you can bring the new programs right into your smartphone or tablet. Not only the weekly broadcast show, but these daily news updates, the new programs coming from Skywatch TV, like The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Simply His, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, all right there in your mobile device, alongside important news, excerpts from Defender Publishing books, and a calendar of our upcoming events. All of that right there in your smartphone or tablet. It is absolutely free and available for iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. If you go to the website, skywatchtv.com, you'll find the link in the top menu bar there that directs you to the app stores for each of those devices. And again, when you sign up through the app, we will send notice to your device every time we post something new. So that way you bypass the gatekeepers and make sure that you've got cutting-edge information coming right to you every day of the week. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.